As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so here's my question for you. And you guys can weigh in on this as well if you would like, by the way, team. So this weekend, had a little bit of time, ran into a bar, got myself a Diet Coke. I'm sitting at the bar for no less than 2 minutes at this popular local sports bar chain, I'll say, okay? Hanging out, they got a bunch of sports on TV. I'm in my element, I'm feeling good. It's pretty dead in this place.
Okay.
After lunch rush, before dinner rush. There's a guy directly across from me. It's one of those like rectangular square-shaped bars. So he's across the way. Bartender's working between us, 8 or 10 feet away. And then catty corner to my right is another guy at the bar. It's basically us. May have been one or two other people. I didn't notice them if that was the case. Okay, so you tracking so far?
With you so far, yeah.
Dude catty quartered to me probably 4 or 5 feet away, just around the bend of the corner of the bar.
So beyond arm's length, but not far.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same distance you are from me right now. So for people listening, maybe 3 arms lengths.
Yeah, it's about an Alex Saar between us.
Yeah, less than a car length away from me. He is sitting at the bar, and he has his phone out on the bar, and something's playing on his phone, audibly. Maybe he's scrolling Reels, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. Maybe he's watching a video or a clip or listening to a podcast. I'm not sure. But I hadn't heard it, and now I do. And it's not that loud, but it's kind of what I'm talking about with the music in the house, where it's actually annoying, maybe more annoying, if you could just faintly hear it and you don't know what exactly is on. Does that make sense? But he's watching something on his phone at the bar with the audio coming out of his phone. Within, I would say, maximum of 5 to 10 seconds, the guy across from me, a little further away from both me and this other guy at the bar, so there's only three of us, says to him in this tone, "Hey, bud! Hey, bud! Hey, bud!" And he's not paying any attention. Like someone else, like, you know, the person's like, "Hey, man." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "That guy wants you." And he looks across and he goes, "You got headphones? You got earbuds?" And the guy's like, "What?" He's like, "Do you have earbuds?" And he's like, "Yeah, or I know, or whatever." And he's like, "Put them in, man. We don't want to hear what you're watching." And the guy's like, "Oh, sorry about that." And he was like, so apologetic. Now, I would never in a million years do what the other guy did for fear that, like, I'll get shot or stabbed,
right?
Or, you know, whatever happens, because everyone's terrible. But this guy just completely was reasonable and
didn't
was like,
care, yeah.
"Oh, my bad. I didn't even think that I was watching it, and the audio was annoying to someone. I'll just not do that anymore." And I, 5 minutes later, noticed that he had earbuds in. Whether they were somebody else's or his, can't tell you. But here's the question.
Okay.
Both of these people did a thing that I think is fairly egregious. Who's worse? Who's the bigger jerk in this situation? Is it the guy who selfishly at the bar has audio coming out of his phone and no earbuds? basically inconveniencing the other people around him, even very minimally,
mm-hmm.
but to the point where if you let it annoy you, it's going to annoy you.
Right.
Or the guy.
Or the hey bud guy.
Who goes, hey bud, four times. And then goes, you got earbuds? You got headphones? We don't want to hear that. Because I think I've got a little bit of a hot take here.
Yeah.
I've bounced this off of four or five people. It wasn't like originally something I was going to bring up on the air. And I realized every person's disagreed with me that I've brought this up to mm-hmm. so far. Who do you think I think is the worst person?
You think the Hey Bud guy's worse by far.
1,000% yeah. the Hey Bud guy sucks
right.
so bad. The guy doing the thing, I don't think this is like me saying that it's not like me blaming the criminal, I don't think, if that makes sense. Because like, you know, if somebody's robbing something from a store and then we're like, yeah, but the guy shouldn't have tackled him. That wasn't very nice. It's like the dude that just took seven shirts and four things of, you know,
the robber,
but behind the counter, like that, that's a thing now. It's like, you shouldn't have tackled him. It's like, this guy breaks into a house and gets his nose broken by the person and people are upset that he hit him so hard. And it's like, you're burying the lead. The guy broke into someone's house. S happens, man. Mm-hmm. You're the bad guy here. I don't think I'm doing that when I say the Hey Bud guy is the bad guy. And my reasoning here is on a 1 to 10 scale, it's like a 4, 5 to be the guy that has the audio coming out of your phone. It's an 8 or a 9 jackassery to be the tough guy elevating this. Like, what happens if that guy goes back at you? Are we fighting in the bar now? What? Who does this? Who are the people that are just so comfortable to scream at someone? That's worse to me than the original issue.
Yeah, I figured you'd say as much. What's that guard's name who plays for the Miami Heat, went to Kentucky, white guy, flat top, Tyler...
Hero.
That's who Hey Bud guy is. Thank God for him.
Oh, get out of
here. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to do that, but I'd be sitting there quietly pumping my fist, celebrating the fact that someone does.
Oh, give me
sometimes
break.
You need the guy on that wall. There's a reason I'm not Batman, but I'll sit in there. If Batman's conducting business, taking out the trash, you're damn right. We need to stop the initial offense. The initial offense leads to all of it. The initial offense is, deal with my thing, selfish person. Think about others. Think about them immediately. Never impact other people. Stop it. That's the villain here. The response is worse, quote unquote, than the initial villainry. But it needs to happen.
I don't think it does.
We need to end the selfishness. That's the guy that reclines his seat too much on the airplane. That's the guy that when he's in the...
Okay, so this is a good example.
That's
though.
The guy that when he's sitting in the restroom during a commercial break playing the loudest possible video, which is weird. Like, you need to not be the person that inconveniences others.
No, this is actually really, really important. And you could call in on this if you'd like. Who is worse in this hypothetical? The guy that had the audio coming out of his phone or the guy, the Hey Bud guy.
Hey Bud.
Who decided to act like he had just kicked his child.
Mm-hmm.
The person who confronts and screams at the person who put their chair back is the worst person.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then the person who put their chair back.
Right. It's the you cross the order up. It's the selfish person who takes away the space of the people behind him.
No,
that's the worst person.
That, while I wouldn't do it, I wouldn't sit there at a bar with loud noises playing out of my phone. I wouldn't put my seat back. Never do. I'm large. It's uncomfortable on an airplane. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It would be slightly better if I put my seat back. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to wear it because it's the wrong thing to do. And I'm acknowledging that the guy who was at the bar playing the crap out of his phone, it was the wrong thing to do. But you stepped on someone's shoe. They don't get to slap you in the face. The big confrontation.
Right. You don't kill an ant with a bazooka is your point.
It's the confrontation.
Yeah.
It's the possible fight that leads.
Right.
It's the shouting match I see on Twitter on the airplane every day now.
Yeah, because
some loser can't just deal. Just deal. You're right. It is a inconvenience to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. Just cope. Mm-hmm. Suck it up for a couple of minutes, be reasonable, and live to fight another day. It's the hey, bud guy. We'd be a better society.
Ooh.
If everyone was a hey, bud guy or everyone was a music from the phone guy, it would be such a better place to live if the hey, bud guy wasn't the everybody.
Here is my retort to that. Or not retort, but just, I guess it's the point in your column.
It would be a very
here.
Noisy place if everybody was the phone guy.
Right. That's where we are now, by the way. It's me, me, me. It's worship me, look at me, pay attention to me. Here's my thing. But the best points you've got in favor of the hey bud guy being worse is, what if he calls you on it? Like, now what?
Where does this go?
It's why I wouldn't have, as I said, the stones to be the one that does it myself. It's what I'm thinking. In my mind, I'm going, shut up, you selfish jerk. Turn that off, you unbelievable, callous, selfish loser. Turn it off, right? I would never say anything because what if he's defensive? What if it comes back and he's had the wrong meal, or his wife left him that morning and this is the only thing that's given him peace? And next thing you know, we're in it. I'm not ready to escalate, but thank God somebody is.
Do you care at all that this phone wasn't blaring? I think that's an important factor. Do you care at all that it was seconds? The aggressiveness with which we're solving this issue. I mean, there was no, let's just see if he is plugging in his earbuds.
See if it work itself
slowly.
Out, yeah.
Let's see. I mean, it was with the quickness.
So think about this. You're at the traffic light, turns green, you already see the behavior in the car in front of you. You can tell he's not focused.
Do you honk at people?
An instant honk.
See, I'm not a honk guy.
Honk immediately. Go. I've already been delayed too much. I don't have time for you.
Depending on the level of honk, the honk guy is worse than the guy sitting at the green light.
Yeah, to me, it's the tap. It's hey man, you probably don't know.
Correct.
That's all I'm doing.
But if you tap, what if you accidentally, your tap sounds like a bleep you?
Then so be it. Go. You are delaying me and everyone else behind us. You have now impacted everybody.
So you've got to hang out with someone for the day. You'd rather hang out with the hey bud guy?
See, that, again, not necessarily. Because to have some of the personality traits to do that, I don't have them.
Abrasive.
That's tough.
Confrontational.
But my point is, we need that guy. Like, we need that hero to step up in that moment, to stop the selfishness. You see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have, like, Team America did this very well in the speech at the end. I can't use any of the words because, well, it's all a violation. But sometimes you need that unit to step in there and stop it. You need that guy to step in.
I think if that guy didn't exist, it would be a better place in the sense of someone just goes, hey, man, do you have any headphones? Now, even that, I would never say.
Right, I would never do that.
But you could easily just walk over and tap him and be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on, man? Everything good? Cool. Do you have enough headphones? I can hear what you're listening to. Doesn't that accomplish the same thing?
Maybe not. Because that guy, he could so what you.
Now,
right?
To this guy's credit, I will say.
The hey bud guy?
The hey bud guy.
Yeah.
So hey bud guy is like, you got headphones, man? We don't want to hear that. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy at the bar is like, oh, sorry. And as I said, he may have had headphones because within a few minutes, he's got his earbuds in or somebody's earbuds in. But the hey, bud guy, like when this guy's very apologetic and like sorry about it, like, no, hey, and like throws his hand, like palms up at him. Like
he palmed up him.
He's like, hey, you're fine. As if to say like, I'm not about to beat your ass. It's cool. I just wanted you to put your headphones in.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a, you know, meeting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But if that guy calls you and just, I'm not putting my headphones in and you suck, by the way. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, now where are we at?
Now I'm just sitting here having to watch two grown adults swing?
This is why I would never say it.
3:30 in the afternoon?
I'm not ready to fight over that. I'm not ready to fight over pretty much anything at this stage.
Edwin in Silver Spring. Who's worse, Hey Bud guy or phone guy? Edwin, you're on the radio. Jake's in Fredericksburg. Jake, who's worse?
It's the guy with the phone. Because there's nothing I hate worse, and I work in an environment where people will come in on their cell phone talking to someone with the volume at a 10 through a speakerphone. I have gone up to these people and politely tapped them and say, hey, give them the little, you know, slashing of the throat motion, like turn that down a little bit. We're adults, act like it.
We're adults, act like it's a pretty good argument.
Yeah.
That one's tough to argue with. I will say there's very few things that annoy me more than when you are somewhere and someone is loudly talking on the phone on speaker.
Yep.
I was at actually another bar. Seems like a reoccurring
thing. What's going
on
with you here?
I don't even drink.
I was going to say, is there something that's going
sit
on?
Sit there and have Diet Coke. No, so this was a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Before we did a Caps game over at Cap 101 Arena.
Right.
I got there early, went to Clyde's, and we're doing our co-pair thing, so I'd eat well. So I went and got salmon and broccoli or something that, you know, wasn't that tasty.
Right.
But that filled me up. And this woman was next to me on speaker. Scream talking.
You could have used Hey Bud there, couldn't you?
For 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was awful. Now, I didn't say a word.
Right.
There's not enough money in the world.
I'll never say anything.
I will never say anything. But God, was that terrible.
Would you have liked to have teleported Hey Bud in there?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I would still say he's worse than her. Because, like, she is just making your day. She's annoying you.
Yep.
He's essentially challenging you to a fight, as far as I see it. I view that level of confrontation as like you're basically squaring off with someone at that point.
Because again, if they come back with that same energy, you have no choice but to escalate, right? It's like in hockey. There's a check, and somebody, you know, smacks me with it with their stick. I either skate away or we turn down and the gloves come off. I don't want that.
Jock and Woodbridge, who's worse, Hey Bud guy or phone guy?
Great, man. I love both of you. You're so wrong, bro. It's like, you're like my wife, right? It's like, I tell her something and she's like, well, you could have said it differently. I'm like, okay, sure. I could have said it differently. You're absolutely right. Like, I think you're mad at the way he did it, not what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he did was absolutely right. Like, let's change him out for a hot smoking girl, right? She walks up to you, taps you on the shoulder. Hey, we can kind of hear your stuff. You may want to turn that down. Totally different, you know, take, right? You're probably going to turn that down.
And I would say, right? You know, I would turn it down, but weird thing about my phone, I have to have access to your Instagram account first, right?
It doesn't go down to those that can follow you.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because yes. it's not tactful, is your point. Hey Bud was not tactful.
Was it his tact? Mostly.
Yeah, because the delivery is very like, I'm so put out, you're being selfish, cut it out.
But I also think just elevating to now dictating to this person what they can and can't do, I'm uncomfortable with a little bit. They should know better.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. You've lost.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to go to another place in the restaurant. You got to go to another place and you don't get to pick a fight with them. That's not what we do. The whole you're an adult, act like it. You know what adults don't do is scream at each other. You're not supposed to do that. Edwin, are you there this time?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
All right. So I think we have just a big problem in our society these days of people just doing what they want to do, satisfying themselves, and not caring at all about how it affects other people. And then it's like you have the ability to consider it, but people just choose not to, you know? So somebody has to say something, or else people just go about doing what suits them.
They're unchecked.
And just ignoring how it
can I ask you,
else.
Edwin, would you have said anything in that sense, in that situation?
This actually happened to me, something similar.
Really?
I played tennis, right? Yeah. And I was playing at Omni Recreational Park in Omni. And this is a huge park, tennis court by tennis court by tennis court. It's like maybe 15 courts at least, you know. So everybody there is playing tennis. I'm playing with a friend of mine. We're playing singles. And then on the other side of the chain link fence, two other guys are playing singles or they're hitting the ball around, that type of thing. And we were there before them. They started playing for some time. They were hitting for some time, 15, 20 minutes. Then suddenly I'm hearing music playing aloud, you know, over a speaker or something from the court. And it's just, it's throwing me off. You know, I'm not playing well in the coincidentally as well. So I'm like, what is this? Like, why does anybody think it's okay to play tennis or, I mean, play music aloud while people are playing tennis? While this is, you know, everybody's here playing tennis. And
Edwin goes and confronts him.
Exactly right. Again, I wouldn't do it, but thank God somebody would.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.